Hi guys, welcome to Pillow Talks.
I shouldn't express to you that you're ugly.
Ma'am.
No, here's the thing. I want you to understand, guys really have this thing in their head where they think, if I move to her, girls are always going to say yes. Why? We don't always need to say yes.
When you say but no, we also need,
yes, I'm not challenging you. You are ugly.
I am not challenging you. I don't want to.
Thank you.
You know what's mad, yeah? So we went out last week and it was an eventful night, but I was harassed.
No, it really was.
I was harassed. I was groped. And the clothes that I was wearing were not inviting for that type of behavior. I was fully covered, but in my sense of eyes. Like, I didn't think it was warranted, but I just feel like girls are always put in a position where we have to pretend that our male friends are our boyfriends or our brothers are, you know, well, your brother's your brother. So they come and now look like they're going to beat up the guy that tries to move to you in a certain way.
Yeah.
Girls are put in a situation where it's like, oh, if I move to you and you reject me, I'm going to keep poking at you and poking at you. And the minute I say no and you continue, that's when the harassment begins. You don't necessarily have to touch me, but the minute I say no and you're like, oh, but why? You're not my type. Or
what do you mean, but why? Why do you have to question it? I said I don't want it.
They need an answer. They need to know, why do you not like me? You need to like me.
You stink.
Oh, wait, what?
Where did that one come from?
Damn, sister.
I'm reliving a moment. That's why. Sorry.
Oh, my God. My girl said because you stink.
Stink your poverty. I can see you don't know your class.
Coming like Bob Risky. I'm a rat on the highway. Oh, no, listen, yeah. It's not even a that thing. You're not my type. You're not the type of guy that I would go for. Like, I was about to say on the outside, as if this is Love Island. You're not the type of guy that I would... And I can't.
She's really in the villa.
I am in the villa. You know when guys meet me on the street and they're like, oh, can I chat to you? If I look you up and down and you look good, of course I'm going to chat to you. Why not? Am I to say no? Like, even yesterday I was walking home and this guy would just stop to me. This is a perfect example. If I like you... And you're like, oh, hey, like, you look nice. Because I'm not going to lie. He looked at me and I looked good. And he was like, let me talk to her. And I looked at him. He looked good. So I was like, okay, let me stop and speak to you as well. And he asked me for my number. That's me giving you a go-ahead. Like, yeah, there's going to be some communication in the future here. But if you move to me on a vibe where I've already said no consistently, and I say, please leave me alone. I have even added the grace of God. And I said, please.
Please.
I've asked for the please. Like, allow me.
The nicest way possible. Let me be.
Let me be. And then you say no. He's groping up on me, right? So I'm there thinking, what the hell is going on here? Because I'm tired. The guy that I was with that whole night, I'm trying to see where he is, because I'm there like what the hell is he? Because this is annoying me. Exactly.
And that's the thing, you need to be with another man for
you actually
this man to leave you alone.
Did you deep what happened? The minute he saw me grabbing the guy's hand, he disappeared.
We didn't see him for the rest of the night.
I did not see him leave. I was just there like, why does it need another man's presence
for you to stop
harassing me? Because listen, yeah.
You better relax.
Because I can be in a situation where I'm okay. Because that night I was a bit like, you know, off my head. But if I'm put in a situation where I'm actually perfectly fine,
yeah,
and you continue doing that, I know how to fight. I will fight you. And I've never practiced fighting with girls. I've always practiced fighting with men.
And I will beat
your ass.
Beat
you, but you've put me in a situation where I'm obviously vulnerable. and it's like he's literally groping up against me. He's telling me to dance to a song that's not danceable. I'm there thinking, why is it
when
my
I saw
fault?
Their arms in the air and I was thinking, sis, you need help, but so do I. So I don't even know what to do here.
I was there like, bro, I can't turn to her for help, because his other friend was literally like, his hand was on top of her bun. That's how mad it was. I was there like, yeah. Why is the hand on top of the bun? Because
was
this
it?
Is,
I didn't even, I was so, it, I was just trying to enjoy the music.
Bro, you couldn't, here's the thing, you couldn't move forward.
I couldn't move anywhere, left, right. There was a wall behind me. There was a wall to the left of me. He was on this in
it
front
it was literally
of me.
In
she
the
was
corner.
On my right. I said, Jesus, where do I go
my
from here?
Trapped.
Bro.
I really cannot move.
I was just there like, ah, and then he was like, all right, cool. Give me your Instagram and I'll leave you.
Good.
Wait,
why does it need to be a condition?
I don't want to give you anything. I already said no. No, my no should be enough for you. I said no. That's
I was just there like, wait, give you my, I was like, I don't have Instagram. And then he's like, I'm sure you do. And I was like, all right, cool. So I get his phone. I'm typing in my Insta. And obviously, thank God for the network gods. They said no. And then you know what he did? He screenshot it.
No way.
Oh, yeah. That's what you're supposed to do, love. You screenshot it.
No.
Oh, you guys don't know.
No. I didn't want him to screenshot it.
Yeah, but you know.
What do you mean you screenshot it? Like,
yeah, when you get someone snap and it doesn't load because of the connection, you just screenshot when they typed up their username.
Oh, yeah, I know that one.
No, I didn't. I said, no, what are you doing? And then you know what's mad? He was really drunk to the point where he asked for my Instagram 3 times. And I was like, bro. He was like, oh, so what are you and your girl doing after? I was like, oh, we have another party to go to. And then he was like, why don't you just come to mine? We have a penthouse.
Do I know you?
I
Do
said,
I fucking know you?
I looked at him and I was like, am I a fucking fool? You have a penthouse. Come on. You have a penthouse. I don't mean to be disrespectful or to degrade anyone in any way possible, but in that moment, what are you wearing?
He wasn't penthousing.
He wasn't penthousing.
Maybe like a little
look like your
outside?
No. No? Oh. It looked like your house.
Wait, what?
Look like the house you claim to own. He didn't look like the house he claimed to own. He didn't look like the house he claimed to own. He didn't smell like the house
friends.
He claimed to own.
I don't think
he was friends with that guy, because even at the end of the night, the guy was leaving with someone else.
Yeah, he said it then and there. I don't know you, bro.
So who did this man come with? Where did he come from?
I just remember there was this one guy.
Ah, he's a ghost.
No, don't go there. Go away.
I'm done.
Go away.
This was God telling me.
You know?
Did you really need to do that?
She really jumped. She really jumped all the way to he's a ghost, he's a spirit.
Oh, no spirits. Ghosts.
Wait, but isn't a ghost a spirit?
We're not going to
go
there.
We're not going to do that, are we?
We're not going to do that because, listen, yeah, ghost is a spirit is a ghost, but he wasn't the right type of one. He wasn't the one that comes with holiness.
You know what, yeah, some people will say he probably didn't know what he was doing because he was drunk. That's how they'll justify it. They'll be like, oh, what you were wearing, you probably had your boobs out. He was too drunk to know what he was doing. That's how some people will justify it. He didn't know what he was doing in the condition that he was in, so you should allow it.
No, that's not allowed.
Let him go touch your mom. Let me talk about allowing it.
Good night.
No, complete honesty. What the fuck? Allow who?
Let's see it as this, yeah? If you don't know how to handle your liquor, drink what you can.
Or don't drink at all.
Like,
simple.
I feel like when I go out, especially to a place I don't know, I am not going to get loose.
Oh, no, I'm not drinking.
Oh, yeah, true.
I take a shot of Ray and Nephew, too, if I had something to eat, and then we call it a night.
Yeah.
That's it.
Because even until we got home, I was still a bit...
Yeah, the Ray and his nephews, they still work. The whole
Ray
nights,
and his nephews...
They work.
They do the damage.
That's like, 30% or something like that? No, it's even higher.
It's higher,
that.
I think. But my whole thing is, if you don't know how to handle your liquor... Don't be doing madness. If you don't know how to accept a girl saying no, because there's guys in this world that, you know, they've been rejected all their life, and when they grow up, they think, you know, if I move to her and tell her I have a penthouse, she'll, you know, come and now give in. No. See me, I'll date a guy that lives with his mom and he looks nice and smells good because I know his mom's there to take care of him. But you that lives in a penthouse, see, I know how people smell when they he literally made the section smell. If you notice, when they move closer, people moved away. The girls were dancing with Went. I was there thinking, where the hell did these girls go?
Bro, they got the right idea and legged it. They should have dragged you guys too. Why did they leave you?
We weren't friends like that, I guess. Mate, I guess.
You know what, yeah?
It's, girls are snakes as well.
It's common club code. If you see another girl in trouble, you should always go and try and help. Every girl
We were
that.
Shorter than them. There was no way of someone seeing that we were in trouble.
We were shorter than them.
Yeah. I was shorter than the guy. Because I took my shoes off at that point.
Oh, yeah. Oh, the guys, I thought you were talking about the girls. No, a lot of them were quite short.
I'm talking about like the girl, now you're making me say the girls.
Guy.
The guys themselves, like I was shorter than the guy because by the time someone was even being able to see me, it was when I came and now done out my hand like that.
Yeah.
And I was just like, but why do we need to be put in a situation where if I say no, why do you think I'm joking? I'm being serious. No, as in leave me alone. No, as in leave me alone.
I said leave me alone.
Just mind it. Mind your own business. Mind what feeds you.
Mind what pays you.
Mind what feeds you, pays you. Which one is it? Which one are we?
I don't know.
Everything.
Mind your business.
Mind your business. You have to mind your business because I feel like it's come to a point where I shouldn't express to you that you're ugly.
Ma'am.
No, here's the thing. I want you to understand, guys really have this thing in their head where they think, if I move to her, girls are always going to say yes. Why? We don't always need to say yes.
When you say but no,
we
also need challenge.
Yes. I'm not challenging you. You are ugly.
I am not challenging you. I don't want you.
Thank you.
I don't want you. You're not my level. You're not my standards. You're not cute.
I can see you don't know your class.
I can see you have not comprehended where I stand.
I
asked this guy, so what do you do? He's like, oh, you know, I'm doing my music. See me with music people.
This nigga 27.
Doing music.
As in 27 turning 30. You're still doing music. You haven't hit.
27 turning 30.
Your music hasn't hit yet.
Oh my God.
It hasn't hit
the
stream.
Obviously success comes in different... I don't know what I'm saying.
And literally success comes in different streams, but also just know when you fail.
True.
And move on.
Maybe that is true. He wants to keep, you know, pursuing it.
Maybe he's just started.
Or a hobby. Who knows? Might be a hobby.
I'm sorry, if I just start a music at 27 and I don't blow, I don't know. I don't need to blow to a certain percentage of like the whole world knows me. Let me just blow to the place where like, you know, I have like 5,000 people knowing me.
A little
percentage. Yeah. Speaking about music, I was pissed.
At who?
At every single person that doesn't know Wizkid Music that bought a ticket.
Lol.
I was pissed.
She's hungry.
I am hungry.
Yeah.
I was there thinking, yeah, someone put up a meme talking about, these people that are going to go there just to sing, I don't need no other body. I'm there thinking, that's literally the only thing that these people know. I'm there thinking, Wizkid, I was going to DM him. I was actually going to DM him as if he was going to see it. But boy, going to try my luck and just be like, you know what, Wizkid, I work at night, so I couldn't, you know,
get the ticket
at the right time.
I've been fine since day one.
I've been Pakurumo, my lover, you know. Holler at your boy. You know, I've been there since you were using autotune in a bad way.
He was whining like a rotisserie chicken.
Exactly. I've been there. I was there like... And then I realized you need to be vaccinated before you go. So I was there like, people, be selling your tickets.
You know what? Yeah, so many people didn't read the terms and conditions.
What were the terms and conditions?
You have to be fully vaccinated, and then you have to take a test 2 weeks before you go to a concert and it has to come back negative before you can go. So all them people that haven't been vaccinated or anything, they're fucked.
They need to run me
a ticket.
Run honestly, me my ticket. Run me
I'll
a ticket.
However much
give it to the people that are vaccinated.
No, the prices are just too much.
Wait, hold on a minute. You know what's ridiculous?
What?
This resale culture is
it's so bad.
You bought the ticket for £53. You're selling it for £200. Your mother will burn in hell.
Not even 200. Some people are like, let me mark it exactly my rents.
Yes.
Exactly my rent.
Yeah.
I was there crazy? Like, I'm sorry. What?
Why are you trying to pay bills for me? I'm trying to... I'm just trying to go see my babes.
They're trying to make their money. That's why.
But don't make your money through me because see me.
I'm broke.
See, exactly.
See, everyone's broke. Just sell it at 45. You know, you bought it for 40, maybe 50. Make £10 profit. Is that so bad?
Yeah, it is. Because
100 is still bad because I know the original price.
Yeah, exactly.
Some people bought it for 48, you know.
Yeah, no, that is the original price though.
Between 40 and 50.
48 mm-hmm. is like standing.
And so then if you're with O2, you got a discount as well.
Yeah.
I could have gotten a discount.
So now, see,
now
I'm going to change. Yeah, because now I'm realizing
who wants
every...
to use my discount?
It's gone though. It's not there anymore.
Mom. Sorry.
It's like you guys had the privilege to buy the ticket a day before.
Yeah, a whole 24 hours
yeah.
before.
Yeah. And then I was there like, oh, now I see everyone that comes here goes to perform at the O2. I mean, there's no O3. So I might just have to come in now.
They could have done it at Wembley.
No.
No.
Why not?
There's because
more space.
They don't see WizKid as that big of a person.
Rubber.
But, you know...
He only did one day in London. We that we've been advertising for you.
Honestly.
Unconditionally.
No
America
ratings.
Just discovered you last year.
Mate.
Because
five
of Drake.
5 seconds ago. They discovered you 5 seconds ago. You want to come
he
and
was
now
featured
do
on a song that he didn't even sing in.
Do you know how sad that
I was listening to it this morning. I was there thinking, let me see if there's actually WizKid in here. No, there's no WizKid. He's just his name is just featuring WizKid.
Wait, didn't he sing the Baby Come Closer?
Yeah, he sang that the hook.
No.
Yeah,
that's his song.
Yeah.
I'm talking about the one with Drake.
The remix.
No, what's that song called? Oh, I listened to it this morning. Let me Spotify me.
Mate, Drake is another person that I really don't fuck with. He just gives me bad vibes.
You know
vibes.
I've been trying to get into Drake, like everyone is hopping onto him. Like
do
I don't
it.
I can't find
one dance. Song. One dance. He's literally he's featured. He's featured in the song. He's just not on the song. So I'm there thinking he wrote it. That's the only
explanation.
Maybe that's what it was.
He's literally, you know, he wrote it. That's literally what it is. But the thing about Drake is it's not his music, it's the way he rhymes. That's what people get into.
It's the
lyrical
the wordplay.
Yeah, he's very, very, very good at
it. He's good at that. But still, I can't get into it.
Yeah, I don't know
what it is.
I've actually tried.
Because all these like, you know, all these things that come out in memes, most of them come from Drake music. YOLO.
And we party every day. That's
what
the only
else?
Song I remember.
That's the only thing I know.
Yeah. And then
this is what I'm saying.
I was going somewhere with the sentence.
I don't know Drake songs like that.
I know
much
the ones.
Less his lyrics.
I know the ones that everyone know. Like
I know the ones that get played at parties.
Yeah.
And just the chorus,
those are the ones that everyone
know.
Yeah. The only reason I knew who Drake was because of Lil Wayne.
Bedrock.
Oh
Bedrock.
Yeah. That's where I feel like that's where he actually got his
he
fame.
Blossomed.
That's where he blossomed from that video.
Because he was already famous.
Was he?
Yeah, he's a Disney kid.
Sorry?
Huh? Y'all didn't know?
No.
Drake's a Disney baby.
Where?
He's just the
oh,
one
was he that
in
the
background.
In the wheelchair.
Wait. He's a background Disney baby.
What does that mean?
Like he's back not
up. He's
in
not
the front. Like he's not a main character.
Oh.
I don't know if it was Disney or Nickelodeon. It was one of them too.
I think it was Nickelodeon. It couldn't have been Disney.
Yeah, I don't remember him.
Y'all
being
are rude.
Disney.
No, because Drake, I believe you. No, they wouldn't.
wouldn't it?
No.
Someone would have found it.
Was
somewhere?
It like when we were watching Disney, or is it like after?
You know, the type of music he makes.
Or before us, yeah.
The type of music he makes, Disney does not condone. So even Miley Cyrus, she had to make bad music in order for her contract to be cancelled. These people do it deliberately.
No. That's why she had that crazy period.
Yeah.
Everyone was
like, oh my God, what the hell? Even that Bella, the red one.
Yeah.
She had to do a madness for them to terminate her contract because it's like, you're not allowed to swear in your music. You're not allowed to dress provocatively.
Yeah, you have to do that kid. Yeah, kid friendly.
So even if they see you outside of, you know, Disney, you're still that person. Yeah.
They still want that clout. That's why.
Some people want to live their lives. Like Hannah Montana, Miley Cyrus has been on the platform since she was like, what, 10? And now she's about to be 30, and you still want to be controlling her.
I'm still, having to perform like a kid? Yeah. I'm a grown woman.
We got the best of both worlds. And you're rocking it all, and you're rocking the show.
We're tired of that. She's tired of it.
She's tired. I'm sure if people go up to her and be like, oh, hey, Hannah Montana, she'll be like, fuck you.
Honest. No, she actually did have an interview where she's like, she said she hated playing Hannah Montana with passion. She hated it.
I'm sure she did. It becomes a bit annoying after. It was a good show. I'll give him that.
Oh, 100%.
Lord.
Imagine being that young playing two characters.
At the same time. Huh? She had no days off. Did she even go to school?
I don't know. I don't think so.
I think she was homeschooled. But did she graduate? Because in America, you have to graduate everything.
Oh, yeah. You have to graduate every single year.
Graduate every year.
Yeah.
What a wow. We celebrate all our...
See, and they do that even when you fail.
They still move you.
I remember my grandma asked me, like, oh, did you pass? I was like, in England, everyone passes.
Honestly.
We all get moved.
We all pass until we get to uni. Yeah.
If you fail, you fail. That's it.
Yeah,
You're stuck there until the next opportunity.
Drills. But in all honesty, back to the story. Like, I was there. Like, why do I have to always put myself in a position? Like, even I remember in college times, I went to this guy that was my friend, and I went to him. I need you to pretend to be my boyfriend to tell this guy to go away. Mm-hmm. Like, he keeps calling me and harassing me. My friend was like, why did you give him your number? I was like, I was cornered to. Like, it was something I didn't mean to. Mm-hmm. I didn't mean to give him my number, but it's like something he forced me upon. It's like, do it now type of thing. When I would put in the wrong number, it would be like, oh, why is it not ringing?
Oh, God.
You know them ones that they call then.
Spontaneous
then.
Lies are not from me.
Sir, why is it not? I don't know.
My lies have to be meditated. So
maybe it's the connection around us.
Literally, after he said it, I was like, you could have said it's on airplane mode.
True.
You could have said there's no signal.
No, but then when you're in the spot at the moment, your brain goes blank. You're panicking because you're just trying to get away from the guy.
It, yeah.
The thing is, he might react a certain way and I don't want that. So I just kind of have to come clean.
So my friend had to literally be like, if you call my girl again, yeah, it's going to be an issue. It's going to be a problem. Make sure you don't call this number again. And I was like, thank you so much. I'll buy you some ice cream.
What the fuck kind of voice is that?
I liked him, please.
I was about to say, sis.
I'll buy you some ice cream.
You know,
I've been buying ice cream for everyone ever since.
That's so true.
It's literally something I can afford. Ice cream in England is not expensive.
Not at all.
Especially unless you're trying to do Ben and Jerry's. Honestly,
even that is not expensive anymore. Huh? Farm foods, 2 for £5.
Oh, I'm sorry. Farm foods. I'm there. God.
Near Aldi, opposite Aldi.
Where?
Dagenham Way.
Retail park.
Yeah. You live closer to it than I do. That girl rolled her eyes
do
back.
We're not in the same street. What are you talking about?
No, but you live like closer.
Oh, yeah, you do live closer to it.
Like if we went down your road, you'd get there faster.
True. Because I can get to John Smith's house in like 5 minutes.
Where is that? So everyone says, you know what, let's not say where we live.
Yeah, that's so true. I'm looking at you guys like, excuse me.
I forgot.
It'll be chopped.
Brrr.
This is my point to chop.
What?
My this is how I know.
You could have just done a quick
sharp. You're the one with the hey, you want me to do hey. No, in all honesty, I feel like the way men approach women is very rude.
Some of it is wrong.
Oh, very wrong.
Yeah.
It's just wrong. You're just not in the right.
And obviously, being a psychology student, they say people, because of the way they were brought up, sometimes they don't have love in their life. So
okay, well, that's not their business. I'm sorry. Me. I have love. Yeah. So don't force it on.
Yeah.
I don't even know what words to come out of my mouth.
Don't force it on me. But yeah. It's a thing of, they don't have love, so they will try to find it with someone, and especially if they find you very attractive, they just push and pursue. But the thing is, if I move to a guy and he said no, I'll be like,
you just leave it.
You just leave
it. It is what it is. You move on to the next person.
Exactly.
But that's you, because you can take rejection. Not everyone can.
True. I feel like that's men can't. Some men can't. Actually.
Even some women.
Yeah.
True. Even some women. I was listening to this thing where this girl was basically saying her dad and his ex broke up and she kept on stalking him. And I was there like, why the fuck was she stalking him? It was a thing of, she didn't want the relationship to end, but he was just at a point where she was in every single part of his business and it wasn't right. It was like, babe, like, chill a bit.
I've had enough.
Yeah.
Like, you're doing too
it's
much.
It's like, you're doing too much. But then she was like, I'm supposed to be in your business. I am your business.
Excuse me?
Yeah, there's some girls like that, coming like a you character. Bruh.
Pick me character.
No, like...
Like a you?
Like you, as in Joe.
Oh, him, yeah. I was trying to figure out which you. Are you talking about
I was trying to remember his name.
Me?
But I was just there like, you know what, yeah. I was looking at this guy. He was literally... When I say he was harassing me, it wasn't only towards... It was literally he was harassing me physically as well. Like, he kept on touching me and I'd be like, yo, like, move your hand type of thing. And then he's like, people be like, but what's the problem? You're asking me, the you minute the you problem. Ask you're me what the problem is, it means you know exactly what I'm talking about, because you're touching me inappropriately. And don't let my mom see you, because my mom will bang you over the head with a frying pan.
I'm going to tell my mama.
Yeah.
See, that's what I don't like. Okay, move to me. We get it. Why are you touching me? Why must you touch me?
But the thing is, I'm not even going to lie. If you look good, I might allow it.
Yes, that's when you allow it. But if I'm not allowing it, don't touch me.
No. You know what? They're coming with pretty privilege. Pretty privilege. You're allowing them to get away with it because what, they look nice.
Yeah.
And it's her type. You know what? If she's okay with it, if you say, cool, thing, yeah, I'm that's fine, the thing. She's okay with it. With it. Yeah.
But when you're yeah, not. But that's, see, you being okay with it gives even the ugly guys the privilege. They think they have the same type of privilege and then they but come and I'll be like, touching
no,
it.
No. We need to understand that people need to get in their heads. Just because I let this person do it doesn't mean I'm going to let someone else do it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's a you problem when you think that just because this person did it, everyone else is allowed to do it.
We're all equal.
Who's we?
Look, yeah, if I have a type, this is my type, you are not within the type bracket, don't come near me, especially if I said no multiple times. Respect yourself before I come and now disrespect you.
But then again, it's so annoying because...
Yeah, but why does it... It's either I have to get to a point where I disrespect
you... For you to leave me alone.
Or I have to act like, even in my singleness, I'd be like, you know what, I have a man. And then I'd be like, your man don't allow you to have friends.
This reminds me of the time at the bus stop.
Yeah.
The time at the bus stop.
He doesn't like other men
in my
life.
My man's a killer.
My boyfriend kills people for fun.
He kills people.
Can I take a picture of you just to show him?
His next target
for
tomorrow.
Oh my God,
tomorrow.
You guys are wearing the same shoes. I just clocked.
Oh shit, no, we actually are.
No shit, Sherlock. I always want to say that. I don't know why.
No shit, Sherlock.
But you said it in the wrong context.
Honestly.
I know. It sounded right in
she
my head.
She just wanted to say it.
I just wanted to say it.
Get it out there, why don't you?
No, but it brings you to a place where you're like, all right, cool. If you move to me in a respectful way, especially I feel
what
like...
What is that? Moving to me respectfully.
Moving to me respectfully. Oh, hi, you're right. Can I have your number? If I'm like, no.
Then leave it.
Then leave it alone. you can turn to my friend and be like, oh, so can I get your friend's number instead? I'd be like, okay, go ahead. If she likes you, honestly, why not? Go for it.
You know what? I don't think people should be bringing in feelings when it comes to raves.
No.
Like, this whole, oh, he whined on me. How's he going to go down to the...
No, I had that feeling. Wow, I had really? That feeling because when I came back and my friend wasn't there, I was there like, what? Who's he whining on? Which next bitch is he whining on? But then I saw him coming back and I was just like, all right, he's here.
That's because you like him.
Yeah.
You like him. You know what else I hate? Okay, cool. You've moved to me now. Can you go back to where you came from?
Oh, honestly, why are you standing here?
I'm actually so sorry, but I don't like this whole clinging thing to, what if I want to move to other people?
Honestly.
Which I do. And I want to dance with other people.
You're stopping guilty of this. That's what it was.
Auntie wants the whole entire... I'm sorry. No. We can meet again. We can rekindle at the end of the night when we get in our jackets. Heck, we're home.
Maybe the next day.
See, like, my friend...
A week or two.
My friend
just
didn't
not
want
at that
me.
Moment.
My friend didn't want me to speak to anyone.
But that's a, like, you didn't want him to speak to anyone.
And you didn't have a problem with
it. Yeah, I didn't because, you know, he was... You know what's mad, yeah? When you go to these parties and guys be like, oh, this girl can't wind that. There's guys that cannot secure. I found someone that can secure and I promise you I did not want him to go anywhere. I was like, please, even when I'm tired, I'll just be doing little
rotations.
Little movements.
The difference when the guy can actually follow
bro.
Him properly.
It just feels 10 times
people that
better.
Want to do
when a man has a waist on him
and he knows how to move it.
Imagine him in bed.
Oh, dangerous.
That's the ultimate test because
dangerous.
Dangerous.
I can't say the next part.
Say it.
I don't know how to say it.
Yeah, how does the next part go? Dangerous.
It's literally some weird.
Oh, we spend too much time on TikTok, man. What's wrong with us?
It's a language we don't understand.
It's a language that we don't understand.
Where is it from, though?
TikTok?
No, like.
Oh, I don't know.
Nigeria.
No.
Is
no,
it? Is it?
Yeah.
Is it,
it
actually?
Doesn't sound like
it doesn't sound Nigeria.
Which tribe?
Please, as if I know them.
Well, you sounded confident when you said Nigeria.
Honestly, she said it with chest. So
they
expensive.
All speak pidgin. Huh? Yeah.
Yeah, but then there's, after the dangerous bit, there's actually native tongue and then it goes back to dangerous.
So I've never listened to the whole song.
It's literally 3 seconds.
It's 3 seconds on TikTok.
Okay. Discuss it amongst yourselves. I don't know. They're looking at me. So because I said Nigeria, I was supposed to know. Oh, it comes from the Igbo tribe.
Yes, that's
what I was waiting
that's
for.
What we were waiting for.
It okay, it comes from there. Let me lie to you. Go with what I'm saying. No, but in all honesty, when you go to parties and you meet guys that are always like, oh, she didn't know how to wind. That girl don't know how to wind. It's because you're also stick. You need to be able to come and now, you know, secure the wine.
Rotate
with me. I was, mate, we were literally having fun. We were having fun while what's that thing called?
Whilst dancing.
Whilst dancing, we were having fun while dancing. We were literally having like the best time.
Fun.
The best
the
fun.
Best fun.
We were having the best time simply because he knew what he was doing. I knew what I was doing. Well, I looked like I knew what I was doing. At times, I felt like I didn't know because, you know.
You haven't danced in
he's
so
literally,
long.
He's literally, he's taken over the whole thing. He was taking over the whole situation and I was like, yes.
Lead me.
Lead me.
Move me how you want to move me. Uh-huh.
Lead me all the way and, you know, we can do this thing properly. But even like when he came to say bye to me, I was like, raw, this guy is amazing. Mm. I was like, I need to know you from the outside, please.
Me and you need to become friends.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And it's like, even when it came to like... What is it like us talking outside the club and we were having conversation, I was there like, this is a nice man, like
I'm enjoying this.
He's very I was, and then he's like, oh, so when is your like cab coming to pick you guys up? I was like, oh, 6 minutes. He was like, I'll stay with you, like me and my boy will stay
that
with you guys.
Time to come.
Huh? It did.
Oh, it took forever.
But it cancelled.
They kept cancelling and cancelling and cancelling.
Yeah, see, it cancelled.
I hate that. Why?
See, Uber.
Forget. When we were going, it was like £13. Why is it now it's time to go back home? It's a whole 50.
I'm seeing 51. I said, yeah.
I said, friends.
Where did you man go? Central?
Shoreditch.
What did you expect? You done it tonight. Yeah, at night. At night.
But you know what? We took 2 steps. It went back down. I was there thinking, what's going on here?
It depends on where you're standing.
Clearly. We had to rotate the whole place.
It depends on where they're picking you up from.
And obviously, because there was a fight going on, I needed to see. So I was like, let's go stand there and check.
Nose, yes. No, that scene was very funny. Not the fight, but...
It was very weird.
The way... When the time came to go out, it was interesting.
It was
a lot going on. My toe is even numb up until now.
Really?
Like the tip of it.
You definitely broke something.
The tip of it, it's coming slowly, but the tip of it is still a bit numb.
See, I never wear heels when I go clubbing. It's always trainers.
I didn't get the memo with the dress code.
I mean,
people be stepping on feet.
They said dress smart.
Smart, yeah. So if you're gonna tell me to dress smart, I'm going to come and now dress smart.
No one stepped on no one's feet.
There was a spillage though.
Yeah.
And I was like, I needed the person standing in front of me to step back.
I definitely felt
he was annoying. I am so sorry. I don't remember his name, but he was hella annoying.
I'm so glad my friend only got the memo after he saw me dance with someone else.
Yeah, but even that whole transition, it's like it's like, why do I need to dance with someone else? Why do you get the idea? Like, why do
they only respect you when the presence of another man is there? Well, or at least they acknowledge the other man. And they decide to leave you alone.
Acknowledge me. I'm a big girl.
That type of entitlement is very...
Big girl, boss lady. You don't move to me like that. I move to you.
Oh.
If I don't move to you, it means I don't like you.
I need to try moving to people.
Or even, you know what? At the club gym, this is how you move to people. Eye contact.
I'm not going to lie. We looked for 30 minutes. Then I went to Tam. I'm kissing someone tonight.
That's how you know.
She was like, wait, who are you kissing? I'm like... If he has balls to come here, you'll see him.
And he did. The whole fucking night. The whole night.
Because I'm not going to lie, I was looking at him. And then when we spoke about it the next day, he was like, I swear to God, I didn't know who you were looking at. Because he was with his boys.
Yeah.
So then he had to
Which one?
And I was like, I had to give him the hey friend.
How you doing?
And then he was like, all right, cool. That was my cue to come to you.
Where was he standing?
Huh?
Where was he standing?
Like near the entrance. I don't know why they were all just jam-packed there.
You know what? Yeah, it's always when someone's coming down from the entrance and you look up, eye contact.
His boys were like one of the first people, like, group that I noticed.
Yeah,
there were boys coming in, but then I was like, rah, they're all dressed. It was the fact that they were all dressed. They all had
jeans. They all smell nice. They all look nice. They all present,
and they were multicolored.
You know,
yeah, there was Italian, there was black, there was mixed race, there was Indian. I was there like, wow,
what do you want to eat?
A platter.
And you know that they're friends, because they all came with ironed tops.
She even preed that there's no creases.
Honestly,
are you mad?
The lights were off. Which eyes?
That's what
do you
I'm
have?
Saying. How are you spotting all of this?
When we were outside, did you not see how ironed their tops were?
No, I didn't. Bruh. I was too busy looking at the beard. I can't lie to you.
I was just busy there
looking
like,
elsewhere. You guys look nice.
You guys look nice. Even told him, like, you guys look good.
Because I think... You know when guys feel a little bit awkward, so cute. Yeah. Oh, thank you.
Like, I must have... I went to him, you're so beautiful. He was like, no, don't say that. I was like, no, when a girl says you're beautiful...
It's a good thing.
She wants to do it right now.
Guys cute?
No, don't do that. They don't like it.
Yeah, it's like when someone calls you cute, you don't want that. You want sexy. You know, you want all of them.
Fearless woman.
You know, you
want. Not with that accent. No.
Fearless woman.
Woman of God.
No, with that accent. What the fuck?
Good night.
You know, nah. you want drop dead gorgeous. You want all of that. You don't want cute. Gorgeous. I'm not cute. I'm
sexy.
I see
the trim. I see the beard is lined.
See, they knew where they were going. Because even the, forgive me, but even the Caucasian friends, the trims were there. Like, they were all wearing white Air Forces. They I don't know
it.
Why.
They planned it.
They did, but I don't know why it. You're wearing white Air Forces.
You know people that were wearing
situation.
White trainers. They didn't come out mashed up, though.
No,
the venue was decent. It was drinks decent. Was filled here and there, but you know,
everyone was grown. I even saw people idiots. From East. Mm-hmm. I was there, like, eh. So you people come out as well?
Yeah.
What do you mean?
Yeah,
we came out.
People travel.
No, like roadmen from East London. Okay. They were also dressed.
Oh,
exactly.
Wait, as in, like people,
like roadmen,
like people. Oh, okay.
Roadmen from East London were dressed.
Nice.
And the thing is, you couldn't even bring
I can't believe
it. To verify.
I can't believe it.
No, because nice, you couldn't like bring any. They checked your bag. They had a whole, like, you know, what's that thing,
the metal.
Yeah.
They don't pat you down,
but they were like, lift up your hands. Mm-hmm. And then they were going through blah blah
something
blah.
Was gonna beep when it came to me.
No, mine beeped.
What was it?
I don't know what it was, but it was something in my bag. I was there like, oh, okay, it is what it is. And then the guy was like, it's all right, it's just something in your bag. I'm there thinking, what is it? It's a knife. Huh? Check it.
They don't check it, do they?
No, they just tell you to open it. Didn't they tell you to, like,
yeah. They were like, open your bag.
There was one person scanning the tickets. The other person was looking inside the bags. And then the third person,
the guy really organized his shit. Like, he organized it well. But it's like, there was a lot of people to pay. Because there was the girls at the bar, there was the girl doing the coats, there was the DJs themselves. And I was just like, hopefully the amount of people that, there's a lot of people that turned out, but I was there like, hopefully the amount of people that turned out
but
can
then
pay
the
everyone.
Tickets, there's the drinks, because some people pay for the bottomless brunch, that costs a bit more. Maybe
brunch? At 3 o'clock in the morning?
Not brunch. What's it called?
Bottomless cocktail.
No,
drink.
It was punch, rum punch.
Oh,
auntie said brunch. Jesus. I mean, you could eat. It's morning time. What's the problem?
True.
But brunch is for lunch.
You see, this Western society has spoiled us. But you know what? I'm not even gonna lie. I feel like in Africa, people drink any time of the day. There's no limit.
Yeah, there's no limit. Mate, I wake up, open my curtains. There's people at the pub at 10. What are you doing in the pub at 10? Explain
breakfast.
To me.
Okay,
with pints on your table.
Yeah.
At 10 in the morning.
It's a juice I like.
At 10 in the morning.
It's a juice I like. Do
juice,
something about it, Margaret.
Okay, Barry. Okay, Barry.
Do something about it.
What the fuck
it's a juice
people,
I like.
First of all, I never met them.
People you'll find at a bar. I mean, pub.
Wait, what?
People you find at a bar.
I corrected myself.
All in all, it was a good night, despite the little hiccups.
No, the hiccup wasn't big, but
I'm surprised I had toes by the end of the night, to be honest.
Oh, man.
I really did the doing things.
My whole thing is, yeah, we didn't even want to go.
I didn't. It ended too soon.
My whole thing is, we looked outside and I was like, you know what, yeah. Tam, I'm getting my head on today, so we might as well go because I'm even
I
look cute. Like, and then she's like, oh, so what am I wearing? I was like, girl, I don't know, but you better find something.
I found something in the end. I always find something.
I was just like,
we're going
because we have to. And I was like, you know what? Let's just do the shots. We're just here to have fun.
We got to the venue. This girl was like, I want to go.
I want to. Yeah.
Maybe we'll fill up later. Don't be negative. Yeah. You already dragged me here. Don't be telling me this.
You know what? This reminds me of when we tried going VDC. As soon as we entered, we turned back around.
Honestly, that was a waste of my money.
We got good pictures, though.
We donated.
To who?
The tickets were for free, no?
No.
We had to pay for the
tickets. £10.
And we didn't spend any time in there.
No. Why? We went to the toilet.
You know, we had money, boy.
Honestly.
Apparently.
I want to go back to living that life.
Mm.
Honestly, because if I can pay £10 and then leave.
And not feel it.
I think the disappointment was, because it was actually so fucking empty.
It was so
at
empty.
At first it was empty. And I made this late on purpose. We got there at 11 because this one was ready by 10. I said, you're moving mad, first of all.
No, in all honesty.
We even took like an hour taking pictures as well.
Yeah. Oh my God.
That's the thing. We actually delayed. We got trained there. We took pictures. We gallivanted.
We walked and around Central for a bit.
It was far as well.
It was a bit of a walk from the station.
Yeah. And why are you telling me that you're not there? Like, why is everyone not there yet?
Why did I waste £10?
People, like, they normally try to get there just before the last entry. That's why it started, like, getting packed at, like, what, 12?
Yeah.
Because
the
last entry was 12:30.
Bro, I don't get it, though.
Pre-drinks. You go out for pre-drinks, get drunk first, but like not too drunk.
Drinking is long nowadays.
It is.
Oh, my God. Same.
I just want to, I like remembering how I enjoyed.
Yeah, but I don't want to enjoy it now.
And I can't whine when I'm... I need to be stable. I can't do the most.
I can do that, but I need to be with someone that I'm trusting.
Mm.
Do you get it? But my whole thing is we can't do this properly if everyone is all the way drunk and locked off their head.
True.
Just because this is how unwanted people are produced. No, this is how a fight happens. Wait, as well. People end up going to the bar toilet. Because, listen, I wanted to go to the toilet. But then I was like, you know what? No, wait until you get home. Because
where was the toilet to
I don't
with?
Know.
I
that's
still
the thing.
Find it.
You could go in there and people are doing their thing.
People could be doing bits.
And me being me, I would stay and watch.
Be like, are you guys enjoying yourself?
Is that
ooh,
great?
You need to go in a deep
No.
You're not doing it
girl,
quite right.
Arch your back.
Yeah.
Pick your leg up. I feel like this generation is messed up, in all honesty.
I feel like we're just a bit too free with it.
Yeah.
Do you think so?
Yeah, free as in we're open about it.
About what?
Sex.
Exactly. Sex.
Mm. And our own opinions about it, just about anything.
True.
I don't know. I feel like sex is a natural act.
What's wrong?
It's like farting.
It's like breathing. I'm sorry. It's really
farting.
Like
the end result, you know, it smells. Have sex.
Yeah,
the end result is a child.
Smells.
No, I'm saying the end result is a child. Everything has a ending, you know. It's like you either fart and it comes out quietly, and you know.
How does this relate
How
to sex?
Does this
I don't know.
I said it's like breathing. You know, it's something you do all
Wait,
the
what?
Time.
Wait, what? Breathing? Yeah. That's even worse. You breathe without sex.
What? She said I breathe without sex, huh?
Wait, what? How is sex like breathing?
You said it's a normal thing. It's a natural thing. That's what I'm saying. It's like breathing is normal. It's natural. Something you do all the time. It's the same with sex. Mm. Everyone has sex. Don't come and lie and be like you don't have sex. 60-year-olds are out here rubbing up against each other, looking like prunes.
Oh my God, I hate prunes. They stink.
Looking like grapes rubbing up against each other. Oh, everyone is having sex.
They look like raisins.
It's the fact that I'm imagining.
Dried up raisins? I'm sorry, I've got an image in your head.
Oh my God, it's the fact that it's in my head.
And I hate raisins with all my life.
I love them. Now I don't want them.
Disgusting. Dried apricot I can do, but raisins.
Oh.
I don't even like apricots to begin with.
Isn't that a raisin though? It looks like a raisin, an
apricot
orange raisin.
Is like a...
It's like a peach.
A peach, yeah.
It's a
From
peach
the same family.
Family. Yeah.
Then I don't know fruits.
No.
Let's just keep it there because...
You learn every day.
You learn.
Honestly. Mm,
now I need to Google it because what the fuck is apricot?
Apricot.
Is apricot.
I just said apricot.
You know what's mad, yeah? Someone actually moved to me today in the most respectful
way
possible. I'm walking. My guy drives past. He's like, oh, how old are you? I'm like, I'm too young. He's like, okay, cool. He drove back. He literally drove. He said, okay, cool. That's it.
The nicest way I was moved to was at the station. Do you know what? I hate being moved to when I'm going to work and
coming back
from work.
I'm tired. I'm pissed.
I look so raggedy. I'm embarrassed sometimes. The way I dress is not, it's comfortable, but that's about it. Because my guy kept looking at me and trying to have a conversation. I'm like, no. It's like, So do you just not want to be spoken to? I'm like,
mm-hmm.
And that was it.
Let's not even speak. Just like,
you see? Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I was just like, I just shook my head. I'm like,
mm-hmm.
And then the other Thursday, I'm 6:30 in the morning. I'm waiting for the train. All I hear is, sweetheart.
Who's moving to you at 6:30 in the morning?
Sweetheart, you're very beautiful. I said, sir, you're old enough to be my dad.
Oh,
let's not do that. Let's. Who started this uncle culture?
Well, uncle, Africans, obviously.
Yep.
It's us.
Yep.
It's actually disgusting to an extreme.
I feel like everyone has a culture, though. I feel like Africans have the uncle and auntie. Asians have the boss man. What do white people have?
Bob. Geezers.
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 They have their lads.
Geezers. Yeah.
The last I'll see high.
Geezers and cougars.
Yeah, and they have the lads.
Yeah.
Lads and ladettes.
Is it actually ladettes? Are you making shit up?
I mean, go with it. Trademark that.
Honestly.
The ladettes.
Come out with a clothing line.
Oh my God. Everything's a clothing line these days.
Ladette. It's actually a cute name.
Yeah, it is.
Like a French.
Mm-hmm.
Like, giving me some je ne sais quoi, you know.
Condescent.
Wait, croissant.
She said condensant.
Oh, condensant.
What does that even mean?
There's this TikTok that kills me every time. This goes, what's that game where you put the phone on your forehead and you try to guess the
heads up?
Heads up.
Yeah.
So the girl's trying to say French, and she's like, it's like caliente, condensant.
Oui, oui.
And the girl's
like Spanish.
Like, you don't know oui oui is French.
Why did you say bonjour?
No, but I could guess oui oui from French.
No, that TikTok is too funny.
It's the black guy doing it.
She got so pissed.
I'll jump you.
No, it's
funny. I'll jump
because you. Because he was like, we got, was it Mexico, America, and
he's like, and
what did she say?
She kept saying Spanish, Spain, Brazil. No,
but I realize people in America, because their thing is so big, they don't really know anything outside the USA.
True.
Because watching this, like, so Housewives and shit,
mm-hmm.
and when they showed them a flag of Portugal, my girl said, "Is that Europe?"
That's another thing. They think Europe is just
one country.
One thing.
Europe is Paris. They see any big tower. Oh, that's the, what's it called?
Eiffel Tower.
Yep.
I'm not gonna lie. When I came to England, that's how I thought. I saw, the wire thing.
These are grown people with kids.
Yeah, I'll be
there thinking, why does everyone want to go to the Eiffel Tower? We have bears of them in here. Like, what the hell? Just ask to go up.
You're talking about the
things that connect the electricity.
Yeah.
You know what you remind me of? Fred Santana, when he was talking about the thing. What did they call them? Oh, you know them big looking fans.
Oh, windmill.
Windmills.
To cool down the earth.
I thought that.
Wait, is it not to cool down the earth?
No.
What? What's it?
No. When I was younger, I used to think it was to make flour.
No, that's something else.
I used to think it was to make flour, but then when I grew up, I was there like,
windmill, yeah.
I was there like, the way it moves.
No.
Do you get what I mean?
To generate, like, you see like solar panels, they absorb the sun energy. These ones, when the wind spins, I didn't pass science, but fucking hell, I listened.
No, it's like the whole
do you remember
thing?
Me not sleeping? Like, I fessed up to my mom the other day. I was like, princess, you better pass. Sorry, I went to my sister, you better pass, because
I didn't.
Someone needs to be proud in some subject.
What, science? Oh yeah, science. No,
mate. I took a nap there.
Oh yeah, 100%.
I remember this one time you disappeared talking about a fight or something.
I said, where are you going? She's like, stay there.
Where? See, me and education, we're not friends, but I just
Oh my God. No, that was funny. I was so confused. I didn't see her till bedtime.